Joining me now is Mark Todd, who is a freshly minted Corsair pilot coming out of Air Base Georgia, which is in the Atlanta area from the Commemorative Air Force. Mark, welcome. Welcome to Oshkosh. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
Yeah. Mark and I have been talking, you know, before this. He's been trying to get checked out in the Air Base Georgia's Corsair, and schedules and things weren't working, and all of a sudden everything came together at the last minute, and you've had quite a wild ride the last 2 weeks.
It really has been. I mean, you talk about stars aligning. Yeah. It's been a roller coaster, but it all came together, and it all came to fruition. And when I landed here yesterday in the Corsair, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
It's just it was a great moment, and worth everything that we had to do to get to this point.
Yeah, and before you think that Mark just jumped in the Corsair, got checked out, and flew here, you have a long list of high-performance warbirds that you've flown. You fly commercially for an airline, and your dad kind of inspired you down the aviation track several years ago.
Yeah, very much so. My dad, private pilot, had an Avion, a Stinson L5. I grew up flying with him, going to air shows. That was our bond. Mm-hmm. I always had dreams of flying and stuff. Had no idea that this could ever actually happen, and now here I am. I'm living my dreams. Commemorative Air Force, CAF, as a kid, going to air shows, reading the books, just fascinated with all these aircraft and the history of them. And now here I am. It's been unreal.
Well, what are some of the other aircraft you fly besides the Corsair?
Within the CAF, Dauntless, the Mustang. What else I got there?
The Kate,
T6. Yeah. Corsair and the P-63.
Yeah, there you go. You mentioned the Dauntless, the coming out of Air Base Georgia as well. It is here, and they're selling rides in Fond du Lac.
That's correct.
All week.
That's correct.
And along with that, the P-51 Red Nose Mustang. Mm-hmm. will be giving rides as well. How can folks sign up?
So there's a tent over in Warbird Alley. Mm-hmm. It's kind of on the north side of Warbird Alley. Got a big tent set up. You can come by there, get the prices, get the schedule, see what fits for you, and yep. A little short drive down to Fond du Lac,
yep.
And you can be on your way flying, and, like you said, and even the T-34, I think we got down there, and a T-6. So, there's a variety of aircraft.
Good. Do you guys provide the ride?
Absolutely.
Oh.
I'll be down there giving some rides this week, too. So.
Which one are you going to fly?
I'll be flying the Mustang.
The Mustang? Uh-huh. Okay. I understand there's a story between you and your dad with Mustang and Spitfire, right?
Yeah. So when I was a kid, everybody got plastic models and stuff, and I remember very vividly the first model I got was a Mustang and also a Spitfire. And my dad loved the Spitfire. Not to say he didn't appreciate a Mustang, but that was his thing. And I instantly fell in love with the Mustang. I think I was probably 4 years old, something like that. And something about it. And it just, from there, it just took off. And over the years, I just couldn't get enough of it. I remember my dad and I went to the Gathering of Mustangs. Mm-hmm. And, I was just like a kid in a candy store. I mean, I was a grown adult, but I was just running around in circles. Couldn't believe it. I was around so many Mustangs.
Yeah.
And thanks to my dad for helping me get this, get bit by the bug here.
There you go. Have you had the opportunity to give your dad a thank you ride in one of the Warbirds?
My dad rode with me in the T6 quite a bit.
Good.
I've got a T6 back home.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, he did get to come out and see me solo.
Okay.
In the Mustang. That was huge. That was something else. I'll never forget. He looked at me after and he goes, "You did it."
Yeah.
And I couldn't have done without him.
Yeah.
And I didn't get to take him to Mustang. It was just a little hard for him.
Sure.
He got, we couldn't really use his legs very well. But he did get to see me fly it some and got to ride a T6 with me. So
awesome.
Thankful for that.
Yeah. And of course, the Navion that you had in your stable for a while, that was North American's answer to, they figured all the Mustang pilots would come back after the war and
Absolutely.
Buy a Navion. But Navion's a pretty cool airplane in itself with that rollback canopy and four place.
Well, in the Navion, you got a community there, and
yeah.
they are they're very passionate about that aircraft. Either you love them or you don't care for them. And the ones that love them, they're crazy about them. And my dad was one of those guys. He could tell you every model, where one was built. I mean, he was a guru. And he took a lot of pride in owning them. He had a couple over the years. So
Excellent.
Kind of rubbed off on me a little bit.
Talking with Mark Todd, who is from the Commemorative Air Force Air Base Georgia. He flew the Air Base Georgia's Corsair in here. And one of the reasons that airplane is here, it was in the movie Devotion.
That's right. It was. Had the movie paint and everything. It's been since washed off, but it was a participant, not a movie.
Yeah. And so. You arrived yesterday, you said, in a quite a nice little formation.
Yeah, it was a pretty... If it wasn't cool enough coming in a Corsair, we came in an 8 ship of fighters, 6 Mustangs and 2 Corsairs, and And I'll tell you what, that's about as cool as I can think of to ride an air show like this, you know, to Oshkosh. So, yeah, it was really cool, really special. Just more icing on the cake to already a great week.
Yeah, and it's just getting underway.
And it's just starting. It's Monday.
Yeah, the Corsair reunion, of course, is one of the highlights that's taking place this week. Do you know how many Corsairs are on the ground right now?
I think yesterday we counted, including EAs, I think there's seven.
Seven, okay.
And I've heard numbers from 9 to as many as 15.
Right.
I don't know, but I'm sure – I think it'll hit the double-digit mark and then maybe exceed, you know, maybe a couple more past that. So we'll see how it goes.
Good. Yeah. You will be flying in the Warbird show tomorrow and Saturday?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
In the Corsair, so watch for that. Now, because there are so many Corsairs here, which one should we be watching for you?
Well, right now there's two with checkerboard.
Okay.
The CF is checkerboard nose, checkerboard tail with 530 on the side.
Okay.
And so, and of course, we have Commander Air Force on the side of it, so. So should be pretty easy to spot.
Well, you're
the
going
others.
So fast, we can't see
that. Yeah, there's that.
and speaking of the paint, you mentioned the movie paint, and it's amazing how that works these days. They'd be able to paint and then literally wash it off.
Yeah.
But the paint that's on the airplane that we'll see in the air show, you've had some fantastic support.
Oh yeah,
from Delta Airlines and PPG to help make those airplanes look so good.
That's correct, and they've been a big supporter of us for quite a few aircraft, and they've done a fantastic job. Very generous. I mean, as everybody knows, a paint job for an airplane is significant, and then you put one on a Corsair, and it's super significant, you know, in the cost. But yeah, very generous. Got some Delta guys that help out at the base, retired, and you know they've still got friends there, and went up the ladder, and they got the permission, and. Man, it's looking beautiful now.
Yeah.
So they've done a great job.
Yeah, so we just wanted to shout out to PPG for the paint and Delta for use of the facilities and the painters.
Absolutely.
Talented craftsmen that put the paint, not only on the Corsair, but what other aircraft
they've
done
the Mustang, they've done the P-63, they've done the Dauntless. I think they did the T-34.
Okay.
I don't think they did the T-6, but they've done most of our aircraft.
Yeah. It's wonderful how the industry sometimes comes together with volunteer groups like CAF to be able to support and keep those aircraft looking good. So
absolutely.
We really, really appreciate that. How many years have you been coming to Oshkosh?
My first one is 2005, which I'm kind of embarrassed to say. I was, you know, I can't believe I didn't get up here sooner, but 2005 was the first year, and my dad and I came up here in the Navion.
Okay.
And, you know, and I wasn't even flying anything but just a Stinson, which a Stinson is a great L5. I grew up with them. I love them, but... this other stuff was just, you know, a dream, you know, and now here I am, you know, so, but yeah, it's been, and it goes by quick.
It certainly does.
Seems like yesterday I was just parked way out in the middle of nowhere in an Navion, you know, and just excited to be here, you know.
Were you camping as well?
No, we didn't camp. We stayed at like a travel lodge, you know.
Okay.
But it was pretty close to it.
Yeah, pretty close to camping. Yeah. Any aircraft that you're going to be flying in the future that we need to kind of know about?
You know,
a little test flight.
Not well. Yeah. Okay. Well, there's that. Yeah. So there's another P-63 that's coming together out in California with the Yanks Air Museum, and they've been working hard to get it back in the air. It's been in the 70s since I think it last flew, and we're getting real close to it, and been a part of that to an extent, and it's looking like I'm going to do the test flight on it. But we've been doing some taxiing and some engine runs, and they're working hard. So hopefully, you know, maybe this fall we'll get another one in the air.
All right, Yanks Air Museum,
Yanks Air Museum in Chino, California.
Yeah, we'll look for that. I'm sure it'll when the test flight happens. I'm sure we'll read about it on the
yeah.
Warbird News seems to travel pretty fast.
Yeah, it might sneak out there. You know?
And Mark, while you're here this week, you mentioned you're flying in the air shows. Mm-hmm. You're doing rides in Fond du Lac. Do you have any time to actually see the show?
Yeah, you know, it's I will. It's pretty neat. My wife's going to come out Wednesday. Yeah, you know, my wife's going to come out Wednesday, and she's never been to Oshkosh.
Oh, okay.
And so just got married last fall, and so she's going to come up for a couple of days. We're going to see the night show together, and I'm going to let her get a taste of it.
Good.
So I get to see a little bit. They're working with me with the Air Base Georgia,
okay.
So I can, you know, have a little fun here and there, you know.
Very good. Well, yeah. Congratulations on the wedding, and I'm sure she will be like many first-timers, and that is walking away with sunburned tonsils from from looking up and mouth open and going,
yeah.
I can't believe this.
Overwhelmed with what all is going on here, so yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Good. Any final thoughts on being a part of this Corsair reunion before we wrap up this morning?
I mean, it's huge. To be here, to be a part of it, and the way that it's taken place for me to just, you know, recently get checked out, it's surreal. And I'm so happy to be a part of it. I'm excited to see all the Corsairs And this will be something I'll never forget. And I'm sure a lot of other people, the same for them.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it as well. It's been a long time since I've seen that many Corsairs in one spot. So we're looking forward to that. And, Mark, certainly appreciate you taking time out of your busy week to join us. Mark Todd is with Airbase Georgia down in the Atlanta area, actually in Peachtree
City.
Yeah,
that's correct.
And in relation to Atlanta, that's south about how far?
It's about a 30-minute drive south of the Atlanta Hartsfield Airport.
Okay.
So there's a little suburb down there, a real nice suburb down there, Falcon Field.
And the Airbase Georgia is not only has some really great aircraft, but some wonderful craftsmen and women who are working on restoring aircraft.
We've got an amazing group of people. They're family. I mean, it's a family.
It really is.
You know, I'm so happy to be part of it. I mean, great people.
Excellent. Thank you, Mark. Mm-hmm. And that is going to wrap up our show for today. Now, tomorrow, we are going to talk with some folks from the Naples Youth Aviation Project. They flew from Florida to Oshkosh in a Sling aircraft. EAA's David Lighting will bring us an update on the Young Eagles program. And Tom Culbert will be here to talk about his book, Pan Africa, which chronicles Pan Am Airlines' role in the early days of World War II over Africa. All right. And that will do it for today. From the stand, I'm Steve Buss.